The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 654. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I hope you had a wonderful St. Patrick's Day, and this podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, please email the artist to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Musicians depend on your generosity to keep making music, so please find a way to support them. Buy a CD, album, pen, shirt, digital download, or join their communities on Patreon. You can find a link to all the artists in the show notes along with showtimes when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And if you're a Celtic musician or in a band, you can please submit your band to be played on the podcast. You don't have to send in any music or an EPK, and you will get a free ebook called Celtic Musician's Guide to Digital Music to learn how to follow the podcast. It's 100% free. Just email follow@bestcelticmusic.net. And of course, listeners can subscribe to the podcast and get a free music-only episode by sending an email to that same address, follow@bestcelticmusic.net. You might have noticed something a little bit different this week, and it's also going to happen next week or throughout the podcast. And that is that I decided to test out the idea of advertising on the podcast. I don't know if I'm going to keep this going or not. But my host, Libsyn, owns a company called AdvertiseCast, and they work with advertisers for podcasts that are really big like mine. So for the month of March, at the very least, you will get advertisements on the podcast at the beginning and ending of each show. If you don't like those, you can sign up over on Patreon this month and you will get ad-free episodes because the episodes that are posted on Patreon have no advertising at all. So go sign up over there if you're interested in avoiding those ads this month. We'll see what happens in April. I don't know if I'm going to keep it going or not. Still up in the air. Let me know your feedback, though. Send an email to follow at bestcelticmusic.net. And we kicked off the show with Derek Warfield and the Young Wolftones with the Flying Finger Set from their album, Let the Free Birds Fly. Next up is the Lilies of the West with Three Deer and a Hare and Pengur Ban from Flora.
Bring say God spanked the town for being over frisky. Why did he burn the churches down and save Odling's whiskey? Anson Parsons built the place back in 66 for travelers to rest their heads, but those notions didn't stick. He came here for the gold at the age of 24, but soon traded out his shovel to work at Griffin's liquor store. And though he didn't find his wealth by digging in the ground, Anson hit the mother load as he liquored up the town. If, as they say, God spanked the town for being over frisky, why did he burn the churches down and save Odling's whiskey? If, as they say, God spanked the town for being over frisky, why did he burn the churches down and save Odling's whiskey? Was 17 years gone, lit up the western shore. But Odling made the kind of gold a thirsty man could pour. So for 40 years on Jackson Street,
a whiskey warehouse masterstroke,
till April 18th,
when the Golden Gate
was buried in black smoke. A quake and then a fire roared throughout the town. Though it turned the world to ash, it couldn't burn that warehouse down. If, as they say, God spanked the town for being over frisky, why did he burn the churches down and save Odling's whiskey? If, as they say, God spanked the town for being over frisky, why did he burn the churches down and save Odling's whiskey? Three times was saved the warehouse. The first was by a man hacking off the rooftop cornices as they smoldered in his hand.
Second time salvation, 11 blocks to Jackson Street. Seawater and a fire hose all for the flames to beat.
A third and final grace is owed to a brave bucket brigade, filling buckets from the sewer to sling the muck onto the blaze. Though the air filled with the stink, the men did raise a cheer. We've saved Odling's whiskey with the product of our rear. If, as they say, God spanked the town for being over frisky, why did he burn the churches down and save Odling's whiskey? If, as they say, God spanked the town for being over frisky, why did he burn the churches down and save Odling's whiskey? Say God spanked the town for being over frisky. Why did he burn the churches down and say Odling's whiskey? If, as they say, God spanked the town for being over frisky. Why did he burn the churches down and say Odling's whiskey? If, as they say, God spanked the town for being over frisky. Why did he burn the churches down and say Odling's whiskey? If, as they say, God spanked the town for being over frisky. Why did he burn the churches down and save Odling's whiskey?
After the Lilies of the West came Nuala Kennedy and Eamon O'Leary with Leafy Side from a single, then Dive with A Bog on Lochan from the Hebridean Sessions, and we finish up the set with Odling's Whiskey by Callie Celtic from their album Whiskey Mustache, or it's actually an EP. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? Send me an email. I'd love to see a picture of what you're doing while listening or of a band that you saw recently. Again, that address is follow@bestkelticmusic.net. James O'Connor emailed, Jim from Boston Blackthorn here. St. Patrick's Week will be a fun one for us with a little festival in Northampton, Massachusetts. On March 9th and on the 15th, we are opening for the Dublin City Ramblers at the Colony Theater in Woodstock, New York. Next night in the Berkshires at the Heritage House in Lenox, Massachusetts. We end the season as usual at Brennan's on the Holyoke Parade Route with five original members for our 20th year. Hope you have a wonderful month and thanks for all you've done for Boston Blackthorn. Wow, that's fantastic, James. Thank you for sharing. And I would love to know, have you put out any new music? Drop me a line. Follow@bestkelticmusic.net. I'd love to get some more music from Boston Blackthorn on the show. Darren Wallace emailed, Hi, Mark, and an early happy birthday to you. Or now, I guess belated, but... Stout Pounders is my band, and you know us. We will be celebrating by playing several gigs, starting with a show on March 10th in Spokane, Washington, at the Knitting Factory with the legendary Young Dubliners. So if you could add one of our songs and one of theirs to your podcast, that would be great. We have a newer live album streaming on all major platforms that I submitted to you a little while ago, but anything you like of ours is fine by me. We will also be headlining a show March 14th at the Spanish Ballroom and the McMenon's Elk Temple location in Tacoma with an opening band called Slancha and accompanied by the Seattle Irish Dance Company, who will be dancing throughout the evening to the band's songs. In between will be a heck of a pre-Paddy's party. We play Sean O'Donnell's Everett location on Friday the 15th, the Blarney Stone Pubs in Seattle on the 16th, and March 17th, the big day, we are the band for the 40th anniversary of Seattle's longest running, pun intended, 5K St. Paddy's Day Dash. Then later that day, back at O'Donnell's in Everett to cap off the day and a week of fun. Hope yours is a good one, and thanks for all you do for us indie Celts. You are welcome so much, Darren. Thank you for sharing all those shows. I know folks won't be able to catch any of those shows that you and Jim mentioned, but follow their websites. You can find Stout Pounders and Boston Blackthorn through the website. So go check those out. And I hope you had a great St. Patrick's Day. Next up is Jig Jam, a new band to the podcast. This is Good Old Mountain Dew from across the pond.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Tonight, where the lights are shining bright and the Irish came to play for you. And we brought enough, the rare of stuff they call and good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call and good old Mountain Dew. And those that refuse it are few. So hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with the good old Mountain Dew. Up to the sky, and a whiff of the smell, you can clearly tell that there's putty and brewing close by. Oh, they call it the good old Mountain Dew, and those that refuse it are few. So hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with the good old Mountain Dew. Wash up my mug and you fill up my jug with the good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call it the good old Mountain Dew. And
Come sit beside me in the summer's waning light. The air is cool, the drinks are warm, and the fire's blazing bright. The minstrel's fingers strum a tune, the night is ripe for fun. Dance with me, dream with me, the story's just begun. I see the faces of mountains gray and gold. I hear the voices of woodland elves of old. I feel the beating hearts of lovers long ago. I know the courage of the Vikings as they roll.
After Jig Jam came Louise Bichon with Coldstream from her album The Lost Summer, then the Dark Eyed Musician with Fire's Glow from a single. Celtic Wooden Wires was after that with Caro Jig and Joy of Life from Close the Back Door. And we finished up the set with Lady in Grey, a single by the Whipper Guineas. Thank you, patrons of the podcast. You are amazing. It is because of your generosity that you get to hear so much great Celtic music each and every week. Your kindness pays for our engineer, graphic designer, Celtic Music Magazine editor, promotion of the podcast, and allows me to buy the music I play here. It also pays for my time in creating the show each and every week. As a patron, you get music-only episodes before regular listeners. You get to vote in the Celtic Top 20. You get standalone episodes. You get a private feed to listen to the show. All that for as little as $1 per episode. And of course, you also get an ad-free experience, at least this month. A special thanks to our Celtic legends, Bill Mandeville, Marty Myers, Brenda, Karen D.M. Harris, Emma Bartholomew, Dan McDade, Carol Burrell, Miranda Nelson, Nancy Barnett, Kevin Long, Gary R. Hook, Linda McNeil, Kelly Garrod, Annie Lorkowski, and Sean Kelly. Here is your three-step plan to support the podcast. Number one, go to our Patreon page. Number two, decide how much you want to pledge every week. $1, $5, $25. Make sure you cap how much you want to spend per month. And number three, keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhenge.com. The Walker Roaders are up next, a new band to the show. This is from their self-titled album. The track is called Lord Randall's Bastard Son.
Where they stop with one. writing is changing and I'll be reborn. Writing, rising from this my destiny is changing and I'll be reborn. Rising, rising from this land.
After the Walker Broders came Stout Pounders with Stark Raving Mad from Liver Let Die, then Ian Alistair Gosby with Highlands from Ray of Sunshine, and we finish up the set with Jimmy and Scott's folk band, the Viking Irishmen, from an EP of the same name. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show and found it inspiring. You can vote for your favorite tracks in this episode. This is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. It's called the Celtic Top 20. Vote for as many songs and tunes that inspire you to help me create the best music episode in 2024. You have 3 weeks to vote this year. Follow the link in the show notes. We're going to finish up the set with Hayley Griffiths. This is Shula Room from her album Far From Here. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next week. Sláinte.
I'll sell my room.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gundy, Celt Father, and our patrons on Patreon. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website to follow the show. You'll find links to all of the artists played in this episode. Tyler Wiley is the editor of the Celtic Music Magazine. Subscribe to get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Plus, you'll get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. Best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. And finally, remember, refuse, reduce, reuse, recycle, and think about how you can make a positive impact on your environment. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.